Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
And hello, this is Scott McCain. Thank you once again for joining me today on Project Distinct. I'm so thrilled with how many folks are listening and downloading and sharing Project Distinct. We're here every day, 7 days a week, with an idea for you about what does it take in a hyper-competitive marketplace to stand out. And today we're going to talk about being different. That's a challenging topic. You hear so much about it, and you hear so many different aspects of it. And I want to talk to you about the importance of being different, but the importance of being better as well. That's today's Project Distinct, brought to you by DistinctionNation.com. Go to DistinctionNation.com where you can get a ton of resources, everything from workbooks to ebooks to audio training programs on what you need to do to stand out in a hyper-competitive marketplace. It will show you how not just to be different, but how to be distinctive. And there's a critical differentiation there. At DistinctionNation.com, absolutely free. Join the nation. It's DistinctionNation.com. I was at a program a while back and I heard a speaker say, different is better than better. And I wanted to jump up and shout, oh my God, no, that's a lie. I really did, because different is not better than being better. If I slap every customer in the face, as I've said many times, that would make me different, right? I'd be really different if I'm slapping every customer in the face, but it certainly wouldn't bring customers back to do business with me again. Being different would not help me grow. So what I have to understand is being different is not the key. Being different is part of what we want to be to provide some space for ourselves in a hyper-competitive marketplace, but it's got to be at a point that adds traction and connection with customers. Different means, if we look at a definition, different simply means it's not similar, right? I mean, if you look up the dictionary definition of different, it simply means not the same as another or each other. That's it. It just means we're not the same as the competition. It doesn't mean we're better than the competition by merely being different. And to me, that's the importance of creating distinction. That's why this is Project Distinct. It's not just about being dissimilar from our competition. It's about being unique and superior to our competition. In other words, it's what we're going to do that will make us stand out in the marketplace in a manner that creates more engaged, more loyal customers who advocate us in the marketplace. In my first book, All Business is Show Business, one of the things the publisher said is, you've got to write what your definition is of business, of enterprise. And that's one of the toughest things I've ever had to do, to boil down my thinking into a single statement about this is what business is. Okay, so here's the best I've got. Ready? The purpose of any business, the purpose of your business, is to profitably create experiences that are so compelling to customers, their loyalty will become assured. So your purpose in business is to profitably create these incredible experiences that thrill and amaze and engage your customer to such a level that they're going to be loyal to you. Now, we could talk at future programs about, is loyalty changing? I posted something about it on Instagram yesterday. But the important point I want you to catch is that the only way that you can do that is to create an experience that's not just different, but is distinctive, that grabs in a marketplace. So here's one of the important things. Different does not necessarily always mean one of a kind. As strange as it may sound, and we've been talking about the theory of all business is show business here on Project Distinct for the last few days, and in show business, unique does not necessarily mean being of a singular or sole quality. Now, it's not that I'm trying to rewrite the dictionary for you here today. It's just that it's important for us to understand how the terminology is used in the entertainment business. One of the important aspects and principles in the show business industry is there's a sweet spot where you want to be. Derivative, but different. That sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Derivative, but different. What it means is that all successful forms of show business derive from an inspiration that was probably generated elsewhere. So part of the key to understanding the art of successful show business is to tap into previously established emotion and feelings and put your own unique spin on the product or service so the audience perceives that what you're doing is distinctive. Let me give you an example to make it more clear. From the release of the first in its series back in 1977, many fans have hailed Star Wars as a bold, visionary example of movie making. And I wouldn't argue with that, right? I believe George Lucas is a modern-day genius. But the ongoing and lasting connection of audiences and fans with Star Wars is nothing short of amazing. The original first Star Wars movie, which Lucas, as you know, titled Episode 4, to the sequels in the first that were released in 1980 and 83, to the prequel trilogy in 1999 to 2005, to the sequel trilogy that began in 2015 with Star Wars The Force Awakens, to the spinoffs Rogue One, for example, that made $1 billion as of 2017. Well, all of those are just incredible. But the fact that's often overlooked is that Star Wars is derivative in terms of its concept from previous show business products. For example, take the movie High Noon, an old classic that few of you have probably seen, but one worth watching. It is the classic example of an American Western film. If you watch High Noon and put it in outer space, in other words, Gary Cooper's sheriff is Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker, you got a large part of what the movie's all about. Throw in a dash of the old Saturday afternoon serials like Buck Rogers. All of these old movies, very familiar to George Lucas and part of what he admired as a movie maker. You do that in Star Wars. Is the fact that Star Wars is a somewhat derivative work of criticism of George Lucas? No, it's exactly the opposite. Part of the genius of Lucas is to create something distinctive, as Star Wars certainly was at the time of its release, but not so different that it, pardon the pun here, not so different it alienated the audience. Right? I mean, take Godzilla and then add a slice of corporate greed from movies like Citizen Kane to Wall Street, and you've got the story of Jurassic Park. So in other words, what they do is to take elements of something that's derivative, yet make it different. I mean, don't we see that in many industries today? Both Porsche and Kia make automobiles. That's derivative from Henry Ford, yet it becomes quite apparent when you look at the cars, and particularly the sticker price, they're very different. How they exploit their uniqueness, even as they sell the same product, a car, is going to in part determine how persuasive they are as an organization. So what we have to understand is this. When you look at success, right, in so many different ways, Enterprise Rental Car created, what if we brought the car to the customer? Amazon was derivative, yet different. Jeff Bezos in the early days said, well, okay, what if we took the book to the customer rather than making the customer go to the bookstore to get the book? And Uber Eats right now is saying, you know, Uber used to be about taking you all these different places, but what if instead we let you stay home and we bring the meal to you rather than make you go get the meal? So all of those are derivative, but they found a way to make it distinctive, not just different, because the uniqueness has significant traction with customers. So one of the things that we could do to stand out in the marketplace is to take a look at how others have done it in other genres and bring it to our own industry to help create our own unique distinction. Final thought right after this. My latest book on this is called Iconic, and it talks about how organizations and leaders attain, sustain, and regain the ultimate level of distinction. If you'd like more information on it, it was named by Forbes.com as one of the 10 best business books of the year. It was such a privilege and honor to receive that. Just go to iconicbusinessbook.com. iconicbusinessbook.com to tell you all about what it takes to attain the highest level of distinction. A trivia question I often ask is, who is the biggest selling male vocalist of all time. Now, some people will say, quite accurately, Paul McCartney, and if you add the Beatles and his work there, with his work with Wings, as his work as a solo artist, you're probably right. But in terms of being a solo performer, the artist, the male artist who has moved the most units, the most sales, is Garth Brooks. Sold more than Elvis, sold more than Sinatra. So what made Garth so famous? Well, in part, he looked at country music and didn't see a high degree of showmanship. Garth was always a Kiss fan, and so one of the ideas that Garth Brooks had is, what if we make our show as engaging and as showmanship-wise like a Kiss concert, as opposed to what country music singers were traditionally doing? By being derivative yet different, he became the biggest-selling male recording artist of all time. I want to suggest that principle can work for you as well. Look at what's going on in other industries and think about, well, what would Steve Jobs do if he was running our dry cleaning business? What would Starbucks do if they were running a home safety and security business? Whatever your business might be, think about how someone outside your industry would approach your problems. It might help you create that distinction that can make all the difference in the world. Well, hey, that does it for us today on Project Distinct. Thanks for tuning in as always. This is Scott McCain. I look forward to talking with you once again tomorrow on Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.